Ohio is one of six states chosen for a higher education program to increase the upward mobility of adult learners. The selected states will receive financial as well as policy and technical assistance over the next 18 months. With me to talk about this effort is Chancellor of the Ohio Department of Higher Education, Randy Gartner. And thanks for joining me.
Great to be with you. Thank you very much for having us.
Why was Ohio chosen for this effort?
Candidly, we've gotten additional attention this year from the National Governors Association. We were actually invited to address the National Governors Association out west earlier this year because of our performance funding formula, which is the best in the country. And one of those really important ones is finding ways that some people who have some college but no degree try to get them back into either the workforce or into college or training centers or adult programs so that they can be the most productive members of society.
How much money will Ohio receive?
I think we're looking at $100,000 in terms of the grant itself, with some other support assistance, technical assistance, and in collaboration with the other states that are involved in the grant.
How can you use this money effectively?
The $100,000 itself is not going to solve all of the challenges on this issue. But what it does is it complements things we're already doing in Ohio. We have a program called Aspire, which helps with adults who don't have a high school diploma yet, gets them their GED. It's been a program of ours, a priority for ours for a long time. Most Ohioans probably don't realize that there are nearly 800,000 people in Ohio who don't have a high school diploma. And it's difficult to get them into the workplace, difficult for them to be productive members of society. Ohio has been a leader in this effort for a long time, and I think the National Governors Association and Strata and others have recognized that with some additional assistance, we can move the ball even further down the field.
So then exactly then how will the money be used?
I really think that's to be determined. This national conference with these other states, I think that's where they discuss the best ways to utilize those grants. So I think that's to be determined.
This is meant, though, to align job seekers with the needs of the workforce. What exactly are the needs of the workforce?
Oh, the whole issue of in-demand jobs and emerging Ohio economy is a fascinating subject. And you've got hundreds of companies that might have their own ideas as to that their jobs, their employees, their needs are most important. So it's a real challenge. But this administration has something also that I think is important to recognize called Tech Cred, and it's going to be announced very soon on a statewide basis, in which we have $30 million over a two-year period for adult incumbent workers to be retrained and upskilled in the workforce. Some of these people already have degrees of some kind, a high school diploma, an associate's degree perhaps, but they need some additional credential or upskilling or certificate that makes them stronger in the modern economy. And so this is all kind of part of the in-demand, looking at the jobs that are emerging to be a part of Ohio's future. A lot of it is technology. It's amazing, computer science and coding and data analytics.
Isn't it always going to be harder, though, for adults to go back to college to get that extra training? I mean, they're more likely to have a job already, right? Something, and children and other commitments.
No question about it. It's a real challenge because these adults typically have families, have children, are already in the workspace. So we have to be as flexible and as accommodating as possible.
And how will you determine the success of this program?
I think we can increase those with a GED or high school equivalency by 10 or 15% in the next several years. I think that indeed, that percentage there would mean perhaps 100,000 more or 150,000 more Ohioans would have a high school equivalency, would have a GED, be prepared with that education foundation to then take them to the next level and allow them to be a meaningful part of Ohio's productive workforce.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with Randy Gartner, Chancellor of the Ohio Department of Higher Education, about a grant the state received to help adult learners. Thanks again.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.